The border between Hyder, Alaska, and Stewart, British Columbia soon will be open 24 hours a day. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office announced yesterday that after many discussions with her office, the Canadian government has agreed to work with U.S. officials to open the gate and keep it open all the time. Here's Murkowski spokesman Matt Thelling.
This is an imminent change. It is not something that's going to happen overnight. We don't have a timetable, but the good news is that the political obstacles to removing the lock, box, and key approach have been removed. The political obstacles are out of the way, and a resolution has been reached.
The border has historically been open 24 hours a day, but starting this spring, Canadian officials decided to cut costs by closing the border between midnight and 8 a.m. The approximately 100 residents of Hyder who depend on Stewart for medical care were concerned about access to emergency services. The Canadian government responded with a proposal that emergency providers could have a key to open the gate when needed. Thelling says that with the new agreement in place, people on the Canadian side of the border will be able to cross between midnight and 8 a.m. without stopping or checking in.
For Americans or tourists on the American side of the border who want to travel into Canada, there will be some sort of an electronic box, a display, a camera, where they report their, it might be a license, it might be a passport, they will have to report in and announce that they are entering the country, whether through submitting their process or scanning an ID.
Thelling says officials are still figuring out the details on how the system will work, so a precise timeline is not known yet.